You will always be forever. Don't you worry, it's alright. Take this moment, or take forever. Don't you ever be pushed aside. Cause I am with you, and without you, don't you worry, it's alright. You will never have to wonder the everlasting walks inside.
Jesus said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. In his book, The 12 Powers of Man, Charles Fillmore teaches that no disciple, no saint, no student of truth, no Saturday morning miracle call warrior can do any great overcoming work without a certain realization of dominion, mastery, and power. Beloved, without power, one easily gives up to temporal laws, man-made temporal laws, governmental rules, things that we see in the material and the flesh. The psychic atmosphere is filled with thoughts that are not in harmony with divine mind. We call these psychic thoughts, these interferences, legion. And to overcome them, one must be on guard. Jesus said, watch, watch and pray. This means that we are not focusing on things in the outer or the material or the physical realm, but watch and pray means that we should quicken our own discernment and our ability to choose between good and evil in the appearances of things. And why even of yourselves judge ye not what is right? The scripture says, this wisdom of spirit is through the all-knowing and the all-discerning power of spirit within. We never go wrong when we listen to divine intuition, because that is our connection to the power of spirit. As the scripture says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. It is the prerogative, Fillmore says, of every person to make this declaration and rise above the psychisms of mortal thought. Then do not fear to develop your power and your mastery. They are not to be exercised on other people. They're not to be exercised on situations and circumstances around us, but on ourselves. He that ruleth his spirit is more powerful than he that taketh a city. Alexander the Great cried, because there were no more worlds to conquer, and yet he had not conquered his own appetite. And he died a drunkard at the age of 33. Today, people are striving to acquire power through money, through legislation, through man-made government, and they are falling short because they have not mastered themselves. Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world." And yet he set up a kingdom of the world, that kingdom within, that spiritual power, that fortress in which could be torn down and then in 3 days rise up a kingdom that is greater than all other kingdoms. Power is not in our own flesh, but power is in the Spirit. In the book of Exodus, God told Moses, "I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all of the earth." Isaiah says, "He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak." Acts 1:8 says, "Beloved, we know this, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you." Paul said in Romans, he told the Romans, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Corinthians says, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me." Let me say that again. My grace is sufficient for you, beloved, for my power is made perfect in weakness. My power is made perfect when you don't see what you think you have in the physical realm. My power is made perfect in the weakness that you believe you see by the appearances of things. My power is made perfect in the weakness when you deal with any health challenge or any other physical ailment. My power is made perfect in the weakness of the appearances of things, because they have no power over you. As Jesus teaches, you must judge by righteous judgment. And righteous judgment is that we have dominion and power over all things through the Christ in us, our hope of glory. Power is radiating through this call today. Power is girding us and strengthening us and healing us in the physical realm. Power is anointing us with favor to do the work that we are called, that we are summoned to do. Power is filling us with the vast stream of inexhaustible supply and source and prosperity that fills our physical world, because we are steeped in the power of truth. And the truth is that we can do all things, not some things, but all things through the power of God who strengthens us. We imbue this call with the power of Spirit today, a power that radiates, that blesses, that prospers, that strengthens, that heals, that delivers, that guides, that discerns that way out of no way for us. We are blessed today with power, and we send that power everywhere and around us, filling the space of all that Spirit is emanating in, as, and through us. We are blessed with power today. How grateful we are to proclaim, as the psalmist said, the God who performs miracles, who displays power among the people. The psalmist says, "Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit." As Isaiah says, he gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. We are lifted in the presence and the power of Spirit today, a Spirit that has blessed us in 2016, a Spirit that has blessed us despite the appearances of things. We walk into 2017 renewed, refreshed, restored, and ready, because we are steeped in the presence and the power of God. How grateful it is to wish each other a happy and a prosperous, but more importantly, a powerful new year. And so it is, beloved. So let it be. Happy New Year. We love you and we bless you and we praise you. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Happy New Year.
Yes.
Happy New Year to everyone.
Happy New Year.